Last summer, I led a field trip to the Pawnee Indian Museum in north central Kansas, up by the Nebraska border. This is a one-of-a-kind place. For my money, it's among the best museums in the state or even the country. But because it's a little out of the way, in Republic County, west of Belleville, about 8 miles north of U.S. Highway 36, it doesn't get the visitation it deserves. I've been there 4 or 5 times, and only once did I encounter any other visitors, though the loneliness is one thing that I kind of like about the place. This museum commemorates the legacy of the Republican Band of the Pawnee, who lived here in the 1700s. They provided the name for both Republic County and the Republican River, which flows just north of the museum. What makes this place so special is its construction atop the site of a Pawnee Earth Lodge. The museum is round, as was the lodge. Inside the museum, it's dark and quiet with a hint of wood smoke in the air. The smooth, flat floor was excavated by archaeologists. Post holes, hearths, a storage pit, and other features are exposed. You can almost imagine what it might have felt like to sit in this lodge a few hundred years ago. The museum has 2 sacred bundles that contain objects venerated by the Pawnee, along with the reproduction of a buckskin star chart depicting Pawnee ideas about the night sky. The original chart is in Chicago's Field Museum, though not on display. Another Pawnee band, the Skitty, were particularly attuned to the stars and planets. Much of their lives revolved around the sky. In fact, they believed that they were created in the sky, then came down to Earth. Outside the museum are mounds from other lodges in the village. Walking through them, you can reflect on the size of the population and understand why the Pawnee might have situated their village on these upland bluffs. The Pawnee lived in these earth lodges for part of the year, but left at times to hunt buffalo out west. Europeans have generally rubbed out much of the land's physical evidence of our original inhabitants. Ironically, this place was preserved, at least originally, because of possible visitation by Zebulon Pike. Some people thought this village was where Pike raised the U.S. flag in 1806, one of the first American flags to fly west of the Mississippi River. But it turns out that Pike was actually at a Pawnee village north of here in Nebraska. But by the time people figured that out, the land had already been donated to the state of Kansas. And in 1967, the museum was established. This is the time of year when it feels good to get out, hit the road, see some new things. Now, if you haven't been to this special place, and I don't talk to many Kansans who have, make the trip. Give it some time, inside the museum and out. Look up at the sky and consider the people who were here long ago.